This is Sam Dharmasena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Building Roots is a Toronto-based social venture that has been tackling food insecurity in the city for years. Their outreach coordinator, Hannah Backman, tells me about their goals to enable socially cohesive communities, how connected food insecurity is to other inequities facing Torontonians, how their programming has shifted in 2020, and she catches me up on their latest fundraising campaign in partnership with the Encampment Support Network. She tells me that Building Roots began as a grassroots organization in the Moss Park neighborhood, and over the years, they've expanded the neighborhoods they work in and the scope of their work.
We began to really address food insecurity and food access issues in the area, and that was really at the core of what we did. And still now, it's at the core of what we do and what we respond to in the community. And our mission is in enabling people to create socially cohesive communities. So, and beyond that, vibrant and resilient neighborhoods in a more whole or holistic way.
Hannah tells me about some of the programming they've been up to lately.
So we have the Moss Park Market, which is a really unique space or community hub, if you will. And it's a shipping container and it's open every Saturday to the public. Anybody can come by and we offer fresh produce and other goods out of that space. And it's by donation or pay what you can. And nobody is turned away there for a lack of funds. Everybody's welcome. We also started, when COVID began, we started our delivery program. And it's for folks who might be the most vulnerable in our community. So seniors, folks who might be facing emotional or mobility barriers, folks who are in self-isolation and unable to get out of their units to access food. And we deliver fresh food and non-perishable staples to them once a week.
She tells me that Building Roots also has an urban farm at Ashbridge Estate that's taken care of by their garden manager, Kate, and a team of volunteers. The produce from the garden goes to the market that Hannah mentioned earlier.
Just some other great things that we saw during the summer were our summer concert series as well. So just working to animate the space. And we hired predominantly LGBTQ2S and BIPOC artists and performers to come to the market and perform. And it was a really wonderful opportunity to hire folks who are largely not working right now because of COVID-19 and see the community really come alive. So that's kind of a snapshot of what we do at Building Roots is just create opportunity for a community to come together creatively around a lot of different beautiful offerings.
No matter what their programming looks like, it's rooted in a community-focused philosophy.
One thing that's really at the core of what Building Roots does is that we work with communities very closely and assess community wants in a very whole way, community wants or needs. I don't love using the word needs, but kind of, you know, we believe that community members are experts in their own lives and experiences. So with that understanding, enabling folks, whether it's community members, volunteers, partners, local businesses, folks who are really rooted in the community to partake in creating strong, resilient, powerful, and connected communities.
Hannah tells me a little bit more about the goal of enabling people to create socially cohesive communities.
A socially cohesive community is one that's connected, it's collaborative, it's communicative, and it's responding to community needs in almost a proactive way. So we see folks cooking food for their neighbors and bringing treats for our volunteers. And like, these are very almost simple examples, but these are things that are not asked of anyone. They're just happening in a very organic, beautiful, it's almost like a gift being offered. And it's happening in a very creative and collaborative way. And we're seeing this happen in Moss Park and in Building Roots through our work. And we're kind of just creating the container or the vessel for these gifts to be happening.
And even though their different programs are distinct from one another, Hannah tells me that they are interconnected.
Sort of like a sustainability framework. And, you know, we have the market, we have our urban farm, we have this programming. And also there is all this cohesion and collaboration happening all around that, that is equally as important as the programming itself, as the food itself. And it's been such a treat to bear witness to all of that.
Hannah also tells me about their recently announced fundraising campaign in partnership with the Encampment Support Network. It's called the Support Our Unhoused Neighbors campaign.
100% of the funds go towards supporting folks in the Moss Park encampment and those in our community who could benefit most from winter warmth, food, and additional supplies this coming winter.
The Encampment Support Network, ESN, is an ad hoc volunteer-run network of neighbors building community and supporting people living in encampments in six locations throughout Toronto, one of them being Moss Park. They advocate for better conditions in encampments while also demanding long-term housing in the city. ESN began in response to the pandemic and has been doing groundbreaking work in the city. Building Roots has worked with ESN in the past, and Hannah tells me about their first action day, which has evolved into their current campaign.
We connected with the Encampment Support Network in a pretty organic way. We were donated 120 meals from Tiffin Day, which is a Canadian-owned business, and they make wonderful South Asian vegan stews. And we got a donation from Oshi Glows to Tiffin Day for these 120 meals. And we were looking for ways to break bread with folks in the encampment and to invite them to Building Roots programming in a way that felt accessible and comfortable. So we thought, why not go to the encampment and do some outreach and share a meal with folks in the encampment in a way that felt safe amidst COVID-19. So the campaign started after our first action day, which was through these warm meals from Tiffin Day.
Here's Hannah's recap of that action day.
We had a wonderful day in Moss Park encampment. And when we were there, we worked to assess what would be helpful for folks in the encampment. So supplies, equipment, food. And we worked with Jeff from ESN on that as well, who has been tremendous. So from that, we decided in order to deliver on a lot of what we had discussed with folks in the encampment and Jeff, the next logical step would be to launch a campaign.
This Saturday, Building Roots will be distributing over 100 sleeping bags and emergency blankets thanks to a donation from their corporate sponsor, Harvey Callis. Now, Building Roots and ESN are inviting the public to contribute in a number of ways.
Folks can go to buildingroots.ca and they can offer a monetary donation that way. And they can also get in touch with us through our website. They can hit get involved and they can get in touch with us if they have other offerings that may be helpful for folks in the encampment. So that could be anything from sleeping bags to skids to help raise sleeping bags off the ground during the winter months. It could be things like hot water and coffee donations, socks, unused clean socks, safety gear and equipment, and other supplies or ways of collaborating. Or it could be that they are interested in volunteering as well. And that's an option as well. We're always looking for support and helping hands.
As we talk about the encampments, Hannah tells me what has remained the same and changed with the COVID-19 pandemic.
The pandemic has created a new visibility around encampments in the city and tents going up around the city. And there's also a new visibility for a new audience. So whereas we saw tents or unhoused folks in Moss Park, for example, prior to the pandemic, and we might also call Moss Park a traditionally underserved neighborhood, there may have been different folks paying attention previously. Whereas now we also see encampments in Trinity Bellwoods and other, we'll say, more affluent neighborhoods. And there's a new awareness and dialogue happening around this.
We also talk about the need for permanent housing and how this campaign fits into the demands of Building Roots partners.
I would say that the Shelter and Housing Justice Network, as well as the Encampment Support Network, have issued 6 demands for immediate action. And these range from, you know, investing in actually affordable housing to enforcing an eviction moratorium to suggesting that there be more rooms in emergency shelters. Up to 2,000 more rooms are needed immediately for winter to a more robust harm reduction plan for the city, because overdoses are a very large challenge right now for folks. So these six demands are really important. And while we're offering supplies and equipment, and that's a lovely offering, we also advocate for it in line with these demands.
And with this in mind, I asked Hannah how permanent housing plays into socially cohesive communities.
There's an estimate that more than 1,000 people are living outdoors in Toronto. Again, I feel like I always kind of bring this back to issues of food insecurity as well, because we know that a lot of folks are choosing between paying rent and purchasing food, and purchasing healthy, nutritious, dignified food. I think having permanent housing, dignified housing, is an essential piece of feeling safe, feeling comfortable, being part of a whole community.
She also makes the distinction between permanent housing and shelters as it relates to those socially cohesive communities.
There have been multiple folks in the encampment who have spoken out on shelters and shelter hotels and the inadequacies of these establishments and being taken out of their communities, having a lack of social support, mental health support, the isolation experienced in these places, and, you know, having permanent housing and safety and comfort is central to sufficient mental health, social health, community health. So that very much speaks to social cohesion.
To learn more about the Support Our Unhoused Neighbors campaign by Building Roots and the Encampment Support Network, visit buildingroots.ca. This is Sam Darmacena, and you've been listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.